For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. There are 24 people running for 4 seats on the Lansing City Council this year. There will be a primary election in August to narrow the field before the November general election. WKAR is bringing you conversations with the candidates. Today, my talk with Alexander Russick, an attorney with an Okemos-based law firm who's running for one of 2 at-large seats to be decided this year. We began by talking about how Russick thinks his professional career has prepared him to serve on the council.
I represent a lot of different clients. My practice area is very diverse, everything from criminal defense to civil litigation. I've represented clients who are indigent. I've also represented professional clients, small businesses. And I really think that broad range of experience, I can bring that to city council because we have such a diverse city. I think that bringing that in will help kind of coordinate some of the collaborative type initiatives that the city needs.
Is your work civil, criminal, both?
I do both.
Quoting from your website, you say you hope to support business growth, fix our crumbling roads and infrastructure, improve our schools, promote acceptance in our community, and help ensure public safety. I guess my first question would be, is that in order of your priorities, I suppose? Support business growth first? Is that your first priority?
I wouldn't say it's my first priority, but it's one of my top priorities, and I think it kind of plays into everything else. What we need is to fix our infrastructure. That's our everyday roads, sidewalks. That needs to be fixed. Right now, we're just not making the inroads that we need, excuse the pun. And that drives business growth, too. If you don't have reliable infrastructure, you can't have businesses and have them tempted to come into town. And as we know, we're looking at a lot of unfunded liabilities, and we need business growth, we need tax-based growth, and we can only do that by really creating a community that people want to move into and that businesses want to move into.
Would you say the mayor's office and or the council have failed in some regard in some of these areas of priority to you?
Over the last couple of years, we've seen city council, mayor's office not be as collaborative as they should. As a council member, one of my number one focuses is going to be working with the mayor's office, making sure that everyone in city government is on the same page, and then working on solutions to the problems that the city faces together.
Are you making an endorsement or planning to make an endorsement in the mayor's race?
Not at this time.
A question I'm asking at-large candidates has to do with the fact that Judy Brown Clark is running for mayor rather than for re-election at large. Kathy Dunbar is seeking another term at large. And since there are 2 elected, there's only 1 incumbent running at large. I assume you hope to win one of those 2 slots. Do you hope that Kathy Dunbar stays on the council?
Whether or not Ms. Dunbar wins her reelection, if she does, I look forward to working with her. If she doesn't, then thank her for her contributions to the city and serving as a council member. It is a large amount of time that you have to spend dedicated to the city to serve in that position.
How would that large amount of time fit in with your other professional obligations?
I see no real conflicts. Fortunately, as an attorney, I can move a lot of things around. I don't have a set schedule. So attending meetings at odd hours, shuffling my schedule around, I don't see it as an issue.
Attorney Alexander Russick is running for an at-large seat on the Lansing City Council. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.